I want to speak to you today about five truths. Five truths. Just five truths that can change everything. How many truths?
Five.
That's not a lot, is it? Five? That can change your life? Have you done your thing? Brilliant. Let's read them off. This is the five truths I'm going to be discussing. Let's start with God knows you. God what? God guides you purposely. He does what? God is your refuge. God is your strength. Who's your refuge and strength? God crowns me with peace. God delivers. I'm not talking about an Amazon parcel. Right? God delivers. I mean, he really does. Really? He really, really does. In actual fact, all five of those truths, God really does. Who's excited? Because we're going to go deeper now. We're going to go to Psalm 139 and verse 1. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Who searched you?
God.
Who knows you?
God.
Hallelujah. God knows you. He doesn't know you halfway. He doesn't know you from a distance. He knows you deeply, intimately, personally. God knows what you're afraid to say. He knows that you wish that sometimes people would understand you. He knows about the pain within you that you haven't told anyone else about. He knows about the moments you smile on the outside, but that you ache on the inside. I want to tell you today that you have never surprised God. You have never overwhelmed God. You have never had God look at you and think, I don't understand this one. He knows your fears. He knows your insecurities. He knows your quiet hopes. He knows your hidden wounds. He knows your unspoken dreams. Do you know what? He loves you through every single one of them. Come now. Right now. Right now, this whisper. Come. Whisper with me. Lord, you know me. You know me. Let that sink in. We're not rushing today. Let that sink into you. You are known, not judged, known, not exposed, but understood, not scrutinized by God, but loved, loved by God. Some of you here have lived years feeling unseen or overlooked. You know what God says to you? I see you. I've been seeing you all along. I know you. I see you. Just say this with me. Come, God, thank you. Thank you for knowing me. Let me pray over you right now. Come, close your eyes and put your hands out and just receive this right now. Lord, remind us that we are fully known. Lord, would you search our hearts gently? Would you reveal your love deeply? Lord, would you heal the hidden wounds within us? Would you strengthen the weary places within us? And Lord, let us rest in the truth that nothing about us is hidden from your sight. Amen. Okay, can we get the phones on silent, please? You are known. And you are seen. And you are safe with God. And because He knows you, He can guide you. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. You know, the same God who knows you completely also guides you purposely. God says, I will instruct you. I will teach you. I will counsel you with my loving eye. Do you know what this means for us? It means that it's not leaving you and me to figure out our lives on our own. That is not making you or me make decisions blind. That He's not watching from afar, but He's right there next to you, watching you with love. And some of you today might be standing at a crossroad. Do I stay or do I leave? Is this relationship right? What do I do in the future? But I want you to hear this today, that God already knows the way. That God already has the map. That we don't need to panic about where we are going, but we need to trust the pace that God takes us to the place that He is taking us to. God guides us gradually. God's going to guide us, and we want to hear where God's wanting us to step next, then We need to walk with him daily. How on earth are we going to find out? We're not walking with him daily. How are we going to hear him whisper into with the direction we should be going? And how are we going to know which step to take in the future? Because we don't have God with us in our everyday life and decisions. You know, if I walk into the house and Janet's sitting on the sofa, and I just walk in and go, hi, and go sit in another room, yeah, we're in a relationship. But if I'm not saying anything to her, and she's not going to know what I'm thinking, she's not thinking, doesn't have to be in another room. I need to come and I need to sit next to her. How are you today? How are you feeling? What are you doing today?
My back.
What are your needs today? Do to make you feel better? Are you feeling a little bit down today? Okay. Are you in the room, or are you next to God? Because you're not going to hear absolutely pickles if you're not next to him and you're not walking with him closely. Not shouting through a window or through a door to him, but having him next to you. You know what guidance often looks like? It often looks like a peace about one option, a check in your spirit about another, a door that closes, but not to punish you, but to protect you. Oh, do we kick off when God closes the door? It's like tantrum time, man. What did I close the door for? You're supposed to be a good God. Why are you closing the door on me? We behave like spoiled brats. But when God closes a door, let's not camp outside the old door and the new door, because we're so about the old that we don't even see God open up the new door. You can't camp there in the same place all the time, you know. I know it's hard to put up a tent and just camp there for a bit and then to pack it up to move on a little bit further and have to put the tent up again and go in there and get yourself comfy and then take the tent down again, and then God says, okay, well, now you're going over here and you've got to pack the tent up and start all over again. It's like a process. It's tiring, isn't it? It wears you out. You think, oh, serious? Actually, might be easier for me just to go at my own pace. And so what do? We start going at our own pace. But when we're going at our pace, because God takes us slowly, but we go at our pace, we want things. No, we go fast. So we're going really fast. Like, okay, we're going to get this all done now. Whoop, 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 whoop. And we've left God's plan right back here. We're way ahead. And we'll say, God never blesses us. Expect you're about a mile down the road from him on the journey of your life. I want to ask you something very real right now. Where do you need direction right now? Just think about that for a moment. Where do you need direction right now? I know where I need direction. Lord, I pray you'd give wisdom where there's confusion. Lord, that you'd open doors that are from you. and close the ones that are not from you. Lord, would you let your voice rise above every other voice? Let your peace direct our path. Lord, would you lead us step by step? Church, you're not lost. You're not. You're not lost. You're not directionless. You're going somewhere. You've been guided by God, who sees everything. And if God guides you, then he strengthens you to walk the path. You let these words settle right now. God is your refuge. God is your strength. Not sometimes, but ever present. Always available. Always near. Some of you are probably feeling really tired today. I woke up this morning and I said to Janet, I seriously do not feel like going to church. I'm the pastor. I just don't think I want to go to church today. I just can't cope with things. Just like I just want to chill you at home. Yeah, it happens to me. And then I come to church and I've got a morning Bible study and I have three people there. And I'm going, okay, so I may as well just have stayed in bed. It took me how long? I came here and three people. Why did I? Should have stayed in bed. But you see, people. It's all about how we look at things.
Yeah.
If we're not looking at Jesus, we're not seeing clearly. No ways. There's no ways you're going to see it clearly if we're not looking to Jesus. And some of you are tired today, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, deeply. You're tired of holding yourself together. You're tired of pretending. You're tired of pushing through battles that you haven't even told anybody about. Do you know what God says to you today? You don't have to hold everything together. God says, let me hold you. Just leave it there. With me. Let me pick you up and hold you close to me. You see, your strength and my strength was never meant to be the foundation of our life. God's strength is the foundation of our life. That when you are weak, he is strong. When you are overwhelmed, he is steady. When you turn to run, he remains. You know, when we run away from God, he's actually running alongside us. That's what's so bizarre about it. He says, he promised, I'll never leave you, I'll forsake you. So we think, I'm at an end. And we're, you know what I mean? We're thinking, bye God, have a nice time. He's actually running right next to us. Just waiting to come to our senses. Giving us a little nudge like, hey, I'm still here. You need me, I'm here. You see, when the going is tough, we don't we? When the going gets tough for people in church, they get running instead of when the going gets tough in church, the believer starts praying. Running, staying, praying. I tried to run away from God once. I'm not going into that now, it's embarrassing. I want to ask you right now, where do you feel weak today? Where are you feeling weak? Is it your emotions, your family, your mental health, your faith, your hope, your discipline, your sense of purpose? I want you just to whisper this with me. Come on, Lord, be my strength. And now breathe in slowly. Come on. And exhale. As He's strengthening you right now. Let me pray strength over you. Lord, strengthen the tired hearts here today. Lord, would you lift weary minds, restore what burnout has drained from us, be power where we have none. Be a refuge where we feel unsafe, and be the strength where we feel weak. Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord blesses His people with peace. P-E-A-C-E, not C-E, because I generally go find my peace in a slice, a piece of something really nice. Right? But that's the wrong place, because I'm going to find my solitude there. We can't temporary. But the peace that gives us is a blessing from Him. It never runs out. It's not something we can chase, but it's something that God gives us. Not temporary peace, not fragile peace, not when everything is perfect peace, but real peace. Soul peace. Deep peace. And some of you have been living maybe this week with minds. Long nights, emotions, anxiety that won't quiet down. Yesterday morning, very I went and had a little bit of one of those nights. I was having a little chat, not to God, but to myself, and I was beating myself up. I was saying, oh, really? Let me tell you what happens to a pastor in the middle of the night sometimes. He'll wake up and he will look at every single thing that he's thought about in the week, and suddenly that turns into a whole new soap opera in his life. And then his peace gets drained from him, because he's looking decisions from the week. Things that he said to people. Did I say the right thing to that person? Did I offend them? Oh, I did offend them, but it was a good thing, because all I did was give them the truth of God's word and that they were wrong. But now they're offended with me, so now they're upset with me. Now they're gossiping me all over the church. Because I and to preach the truth. It happens. You have those little meltdowns. But God says, I bless my people with peace, that peace is not the absence of problems, the problems will still be there. Peace is the presence of God in the middle of those promises. And that's why in the middle of the night, the other night, I found peace because God was in the middle of it, because I invited him to be in the middle of what I was feeling, to be in the middle of the meltdown that I was having, to be in the middle, to come with the solution so that I could walk away from that meltdown, knowing his peace, knowing his direction, and knowing that he knows me. So peace is knowing. It's when I don't understand everything, but I know that God is with me in everything. And where is it you need peace right now? Maybe it's in your home or in your mind or in your relationships, in your decisions, in your heart or your future. Now I want to declare tonight that every anxious thought in your minds will be gone this afternoon in Jesus' name. That you will allow Jesus to quiet the inner storm in your heart and in your mind and in your emotions. That the presence of the Lord will be over you like a heavy blanket. And that peace will rise up within each one of you. And the fear will flee. What's the opposite of fear? Peace. They can't work together. And when peace holds you, then you are ready for the final truth. God delivers. Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. This is not just a Bible verse, but this is a promise from God. That the righteous cry out, that means that God doesn't ask you to be silent. That deliverance begins when we are honest with God and we cry out to him. And some of you have been battling things all alone. Fear and shame, addiction, anxiety, depression, old wounds that keep hurting, guilt, patterns of sin, heavy spiritual pressure. But I want you to hear this afternoon. That you were never meant to deliver yourself. That it is God who delivers you. That the Lord hears them. Every whisper, every cry, every prayer that you've prayed with tears in your eyes. Nothing you said went unheard by God. And he delivers you from your troubles. Not some, not a few, but all of your troubles. But we coexist with our troubles. To God. We're not God. We have to cry out to receive the deliverance. You know, you're either walking with God and by the standard that the Word calls us to, or you're going to walk on another road which is going to lead you into all sorts of nonsense in your life. I want to tell you, I believe God is moving here in this place. I believe God is moving in your lives. Do you believe that? So Lord, I pray that you would break every chain here this afternoon. That you would lift every burden. That you would tear down every stronghold. That you would deliver minds from fear today. Hearts from heaviness. bodies from destructive habits. Lord, would you break what has tried to break us and free every captive, restore every soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just let this out slowly. Because I believe God is delivering you even right now. If you just cried out in your heart, Lord, deliver me. He started that process of deliverance in you. That he is fighting for you. That he is lifting you out of that place. That you will not stay trapped. That you will not stay where darkness will try to bury you. Would you stand with me? Come on. And let's do something for the. Let's take these five truths and let's declare them. Declare them with purpose. Declare them with courage. Declare them matter. Because they do matter. You know, if somebody came, if there was something you really want in the shop, and you go to the shop and somebody's with you and they say, you know, how much would you like this? I've always wanted this, but, you know, I've just never had it. And they say, well, let me, can I buy it for you as a gift? And you go, oh, no, I suppose so. No, say, I love that. Thank you. That says this. Jesus is saying to you, yeah, I'm this to you. I've already paid for it. And we go, well, maybe I'll give it a try on Wednesday. Now we get robbed. Come on. 1, 2, 3. I am known by God. I am guided by God. I am strengthened by God. I am covered with God's peace. And I am delivered by God. How are we going out this week, people?
Victory. Victorious.
Yeah. Seems like I've got them. They are, because they don't even know how to speak to God. They're in the same room as God. They're not even crying out to him. He says, they're off the job for me already. I just have to throw my hands in. Oh, you're not good enough. Oh, you're a piece of rubbish. Look at what you did. This is what he does. But those are the lies of the devil. But these are the five truths that we speak. Done. A lie cannot stand up to a truth. A negative cannot stand up to a positive. Let's do it again. I am known by God. I am guided by God. I am strengthened by God. And I am covered with God's peace. Amen. Whoop, whoop.